I have a high school story for you that is in a direct contrast to, obviously, what's the story from Oxford. And this story that I discovered yesterday was essentially happening around the same time that I was hearing about what was going on in Oxford. And I thought to myself, wow, what a contrast, because this is coming from Pontiac, which is maybe a 25-minute drive from Oxford. This is actually a story that happened last week, but it's starting to trend yesterday. And if you haven't heard now, you're probably going to. It's really a fun story. And I thought, boy, this is what high schools should be having, these fun stories. So, and I got a link up on our Morning Team show page, by the way, because a Detroit TV station actually featured a story on this. This is from Notre Dame Preparatory School. And apparently last week, you know, the high school basketball season is getting ready to start. And so the freshman team there decided that they needed to set up a group text, you know, so they could communicate. And one of the players who was responsible for adding the numbers to the team's group text, on the last player he was adding, apparently, he made a mistake on the number and entered the wrong number. And the group then received a message from the owner of that wrong number. And the owner texted this message: "Y'all meant to add me to this? You know who I am? The number belongs to Sean Murphy Bunting from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers."
Yeah, I was going to say. Huh.
"Who played college football at Central Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
Yep. And who, actually, I did not know this, from my own stomping grounds, grew up in Macomb Township, Michigan. And yeah, and so what he did was he sent the students a selfie, but the kids are like, "Yeah, right, yeah, sure it is, sure, yeah." Well, the team's skepticism, it says in the story, was laid to rest moments later. Apparently, Murphy Bunting initiated a FaceTime call with the students, passed the phone from the Buccaneers' locker room to Leonard Fournette.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Leonard Fournette walked around the locker room showing all the players. Here's, I'm going to give you a, here, here you go. There's a picture of Leonard Fournette, and you're going to see the story. This is from WDIV TV Channel 4 in Detroit, who did a story on this, and they walked around. Mike Evans, Levant Davis, Gronk, Richard Sherman, and they're all enthused by that, until one of the players said, "But where's the GOAT?" Sure enough, Tom Brady came on and started talking to the kids, too. And it had to be, this was before, because one of the kids says he's a Michigan fan and said to Tom Brady, "We're going to beat Ohio State on Saturday." So it was late last week, but the story just started trending yesterday.
So here's a mistake that turned into a,
isn't it something?
A home run. Wow.
As the kids and the parents are saying, you know, they didn't have to do this. You know, Sean Murphy Bunting could have said, you know, "Wrong number, delete, goodbye."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they spent about 30 minutes doing this.
That's awesome. Amazing.
Walking around the locker room. And apparently, before the call ended, Murphy Bunting sent the message, "Ball out and peace." So there's what a story that is for the freshman basketball team for Notre Dame Preparatory School in Pontiac. And we got a link up on that story. You can check out the video. It's just, that's funny. That is funny. A wrong number that turns into such a kind and generous gesture. So now all the kids, no doubt, are Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans.
I wouldn't be too surprised after that.
Oh, man. And just for all of them, then asked, "Where's the GOAT?" And they put him on, too.
That's awesome.
I mean, that is, so that's a,
that's pretty cool.
That is a cool story. Yeah. And it happened last week. I don't know why it took a, because I'm seeing a lot of places jumping on it, including some national media, too, jumping on it, as you might have mentioned. But why it took a couple of days, who knows? Maybe the kids didn't think it was any big deal.
That's what I'm guessing.
Until maybe one of the parents heard about it and said, "Hey,
right?
Do you know what just happened here? Do you know what just occurred?"